Do you remember that the last notable act of the Communist Party of the Russian Federation was the killing of a moose by the communist Rashkin? And since then, the party has wisely stayed under the radar. Zhuganov occasionally paraded his warts, but it never went beyond obscurantist rhetoric, beyond incarnations for Stalin. And today the communists notice this rapid degradation of the country. And at this point, these red fossils, these red relics decided that they are indispensable because they know how to do it. They have the expertise like no one else. They are virtuosos in the art of impoverishment, centralization, and the global trashing of the territory. It was they, the communists, who managed to bring things to such a point that 100 drunk hipsters in Moscow in 1991 were able, in one night, to disperse the KGB, the Ministry of Internal Affairs, the army, and all other multi-million strong power structures of the indestructible Union of Free Republics. So, in general, maybe the communists shouldn't be hindered in their desire to steer things a little. And yesterday, the Reds already concocted an excellent law that obliges psychologists to report on their clients. Not suggests, but actually obliges. If the clients, of course, have developed incorrect thoughts about Putin, the regime, and the war, the law has been submitted to the State Duma, and there is a very high likelihood that it will be passed. It also defines psychological confidentiality. This refers to what becomes known to the psychologist. And then, in the very next paragraph, the necessity to leak this confidentiality to the criminal executive system, the FSB, the investigative committee, the prosecutor's office, and other cannibalistic and repressive structures. Considering how large the number of underdeveloped people is who use the services of psychologists, it is extremely popular. I think the Putin regime is going to learn a lot of interesting things about its subjects. Well, and psychologists, of course, will not pretend to be martyrs and will not go to the stake. For the sake of nobility and honor, this profession, as you can understand, has absorbed all conceivable human debris, and psychologists will not torment themselves with any qualms. They will comply, and they will do it very hastily and obsequiously, even with quips like, "I serve Russia." Of course, they're psychotherapists and psychologists who have titled media or politically significant clients. There will be of particular value. Well, don't forget that the so-called elites exist in every little town, in every backwater, and everywhere there are those who wish to topple them. In other words, through psychology, the state acquires a ready-made apparatus of informers, a coordinated, excellent system of informants privy to the family, sexual, financial, and other secrets of their clients. It is clear that the active and resourceful have long since been informing, but now the lazy and hesitant will also start doing this because the law will oblige even those burdened with intellectual prejudices that informing is wrong. By the way, I absolutely hear my subscribers reproach me for criticizing psychology and psychologists. Yes, I have never criticized them in my life. Why do this? I perfectly understand that there is a huge primitive mass and it must have its own entertainments and consolations because vodka, shopping, karaoke, they do not solve all the problems of the public with stalled development. And in general, if there are fools waiting to be swindled, then why not? In fact, swindle them